Good morning.
Back off.
You are really not a morning person.
Back off.
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy? Come on.
You know why.
I'm sorry. My job is hard.
How hard is it to talk into a microphone?
Yeah. It's harder than you think.
It's way harder than you think.
Lucky I didn't show up in my pajamas.
I'm well aware of how lucky I am.
Do you have the time?
Yep.
It's showtime. Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Don't be so grumpy. Put a smile on your face. Come on. Just get through it. No growling. No, you know. Nope. Put a smile on your face. Because you know what? Things are going to happen. But things happen for a reason. And I think that we are continuing through this, you've got to see it to believe it phase. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Again, thanks for being here. If you'd like to participate in today's poll, really want you to think about this because our legislature could be condemning us as we speak. Okay, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. With the squeeze that the CCP, Communist Chinese Party, wants to put on the export of rare earth minerals to the U.S., should the legislature do everything possible to protect mining here in Nevada? Should they do everything they possibly can to protect mining? Because right now, they're looking at ways to kill mining. With what? Taxes. A wise man once told me that if you ever want to kill off an industry, if you ever want to kill off entertainment, personal choices, just keep levying those taxes. Just keep dropping those taxes on them. That's what the CCP is doing. So I looked it up. I wanted to make sure that, you know, what the effect that this has on Nevada. Wow. The minerals in Nevada, more than 20 minerals critical to our daily life are produced right here in Nevada. Did you know that? 20? I knew of the diatomite. I knew of the gold. I knew of the geothermal. I knew the dolomite. But there's also barium, clays, copper, gypsum, magnesium, lithium, lime, opal. Oh, I knew about the opal. I want to go opal mining someday out in paradise. There's perlite, petroleum, rare earth, turquoise, silver, silica, salt, vanadium. I don't even know what vanadium is. And I don't even know how to pronounce this one. Molybdenum. That was my best attempt. You can find out more at nevadamining.org. Because you should. Because mining is huge to the state of Nevada. We don't need to be limiting rare earth mining. We need to be boosting it. China is not our friend. Well, unless your last name is Biden in any form, then they are your friends. Comrades, more like it. But this is why we have to protect Nevada, and we have to protect mining here in Nevada. responsible mining, of course. But straight from, you know, straight from the media. Look at the connections. Get a hold of your legislature, your legislative representative. Even if they're of another party. We should be doing everything we possibly can to protect mining. So yesterday's poll question, once a master plan is approved, should it have a time limit on it before it can be changed? 30% said no. Everybody else basically said yes. Stop with the immediate changes. Wow. All right. Thanks for participating in today's poll. Going back, because you know I have to put my two cents in there. Going back to the national story of 27 people killed in an accident in an SUV with a big rig. Again, this is where you really don't need the media. This is where you use critical thinking. Because the media is more than likely going to spin it. Picture the biggest SUV out there. I can't even think of which one it is. Is it the Expedition? Might be the Expedition from Ford. There's some pretty big SUVs out there. But now you show me one of those really big SUVs. And then you show me how 27 people, 27, can be in an SUV. Unless they are laying on top of each other, sitting on everybody's laps, squished in everywhere. What are you picturing? I'm going to let you decide for yourself. I know in my mind who was in that SUV. And I believe it has something to do with the president in name only. I don't know. We'll call him that. Throwing open the borders. And making sure that illegal immigrants can now be counted for representation in Congress. And all the other benefits that they get. Again, I go back to this time last year. It's not about a virus. It's not about everything else that's going on around us. It was about an election. It was about the seizure of power. Look at the House resolution that they passed. It's about power. And I find it interesting that, well, news agencies from around the world, like Australia, understand this more than what our national media is putting out. Coming from Sky News Australia, the Democrats are trying to pass a suite of measures designed to ensure they are in power indefinitely. Indefinitely. That's according to a New York Post columnist. Miranda Devine. Why did I have to go to Sky News Australia to find that? She pointed out that H.R. 1, which Nancy Pelosi tried to punt up one day, or on day one of the Trump administration, but couldn't pass because the Republicans controlled the Senate. Now the Democrats control everything. So this is definitely a goer. It's just one of a suite of measures that Democrats are planning to ensure that they are in power indefinitely. It's a power struggle. And they had to make sure that the president of the people did not win re-election. And they had to cheat so badly, it was obvious to everyone. Illegal immigration. You get checks. You get health benefits. You get a free education. And now we've stopped construction on the border and all these other new releasing or relinquishing of laws. So what happens? 27 people lose their life. Why else would 27 people be crammed into an SUV? That's my opinion. We'll be back with a very sincere apology right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Today's show is brought to you by Netflix, who reminds you that when we used to send the DVDs out, the service was $20 a month. So stop your complaining about how much we cost or we'll jack it up another $5.
Shut up.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Yes, it is the Monica Jay Show. And the buck stops here. Stops with me. I get inundated with so many requests on what to do, what to look into. Did I hear this? Did I hear that? And sometimes I ask others to look up things for me, to look into things. And I shouldn't rely that heavily or as heavily as I do on that and taking others' word for gospel. So we had a caller who brought up, not fact, so I won't say that, the rumor that the Hellers had sold property to Gavin Newsom. The only thing that I could find was there's something going around with a San Francisco LLC. And you know what happens when you assume things. So I said, okay, we'll look into this. Well, I have no idea about real estate and property and looking up that. So I passed it on to a friend who's in that industry. And we were both mistaken. So I take full responsibility for making others believe that the Hellers had sold property to Gavin Newsom. So here we go. As far as I am concerned, Gavin Newsom does not own property or has not purchased any type of property in Smith Valley. I profusely apologize not only to the Hellers, because people are calling them left and right, but to the people of Smith Valley for the any stress that may have been put on them. Because, see, here's the deal. People are so divided right now that others took it upon themselves to call a property owner and harass them. And took it upon themselves to call other property owners that had nothing to do with this and harass them as well. Which I am deeply disturbed about. Again, it goes back to the conversation yesterday. If somebody sells something that is rightfully theirs, it is nobody else's business. If somebody sells a piece of property that is now going to be built upon and you're not happy, well, then go to the planning department. Don't harass people. It's just not right. We have legal ways of dealing with our frustration. Confrontation is not one of them. Harassment is not one of them. And when you start doing things like that, then you're no better than the people who support and participate in BLM, in Antifa. So I apologize because I have a different position here. Because people trust me to know the facts. And that wasn't a fact because I relied on somebody else. But I don't care about that. Because like I said, the buck stops with me. So for anybody out there who was saying that this property was sold by the Hellers to Gavin Newsom, please do not repeat that because it's not true. So I apologize to Dean and Lynn because they are extraordinary people. And even though, you know, we disagree with votes that Dean made as senator, he still served this state amazingly. And his family has had to deal with a lot. And they don't need to deal with BS like this. So I hope people help spread that word instead of the negativity. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Have time for one quick call, so Jill's on the line. Jill, thanks for calling into the program today.
Hey, Monica. So you know what? Unfortunately, I think that this COVID has given people the idea that they can now judge people based on whether or not they're wearing a mask, whether or not they're going the right direction in an aisle at a grocery store, whether they're social distancing. Then there's social media gives everybody the right to judge everybody because it's all done anonymously. Then they listen to you on the radio and you're saying, hey, you got to take action. You got to call your representative. You got to call this. You got to go to do this. And then you're surprised that Dean Heller is being harassed when you came on the radio and you said, you got to harass, you got to harass, you got to harass. And you're surprised by that?
I never once.
I think you owe Mr. Heller an apology.
I never once said that you need to harass.
You are the one.
No, you need to check yourself, Jill. You're part of the problem, too, when you start putting words into other people's mouths and their intent. Okay, Jerry Evans was on the air with me, and we were joking about it. There's never been one word about harassment. I think that's the worst thing that people could possibly do.
you're misunderstanding me. All of your shows are telling people that they need to get involved. Call your representative.
How is that harassment?
Get involved.
Yeah, get involved. Call, email. That doesn't mean harass people.
Keep interrupting. Monica, when the culture is that everybody believes that they can judge people, that is what this COVID culture has done. That is why there is cancel culture. That is why there is a divide in our culture, in our society, because everybody feels the need to judge everyone. And you kind of encourage that. Not in judging, and don't get this, please don't interrupt. You're not encouraging people to judge people, but you're encouraging people to get involved. So therefore, those people who you encourage to get involved, which is a good thing, yes, we should all, this, we the people. But then when you announce that Dean Heller sold his property to Gavin Newsom, you are now creating this culture where everybody's like, oh, I got to get involved, and now that equates to harassment. We are in a weird culture right now where every single person is more important than the next person. And it's okay to judge, and it's okay to be vocal about it. That's why Karen is out there. Karen was created because of this. And unfortunately, I think that you're talking about Dean Heller and Gavin Newsom. Without knowing the facts, you allowed Karen to then do what she did.
I don't 100% disagree with you, but I disagree with you because you're taking the stand that the Democrats are pushing, that if you use the term fight, or if you use the term call, email, that turns into harassment. That's the left's tactic. That's not the right's. Yeah, there are a few people out there who will take it to extremes, and that's wrong. And I have always said that is wrong. When you contact a legislative member, when you contact somebody, a neighbor, you do it respectfully. And I have always said that. So, Jill, thank you for your call and your concern. I have already apologized to Dean and Lynn. You know what? If you want me to apologize every day, then I will. But I was fed misinformation that I took, and I need to do a better job of checking that. But I will not stop telling people that they need to get involved. You need to check yourself and do it respectfully, but you have to get involved, especially when things are being pushed upon us, shoved down our throats, like SJR 8, HR 1 through the House. This is scary times. It's the Monica Jay Show. The Monica Jay Show. Personal opinion, not news. But we do have to check our facts. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, there she goes again, going off on stuff. So it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. All of it. So let me make a quick correction. 27 people in that SUV. Only 15 died. I know. It seems wrong to say only. 15 of those 27 people died. The point being, how do you get 27 people in to an SUV, even if it's the largest SUV made? But again, I want to make sure everybody's got the facts straight. Speaking of facts, so during the commercial break, got a text. Jill is cuckoo. No, she's not. There are a lot of overzealous people out there. Trust me, I'm not going to back down from the way I speak or the positions that I take. But there are a lot of overzealous people. I've been in this position before. You know, I've told people to contact, I don't even remember his name, a county commissioner, when it was regards to animal issues and the Humane Society. People started calling his home and harassing his wife. That is not right. There is a place for business and there is a place for personal. Your home should be your sanctuary. I even called out the people who marched on, what was it, the director of Dieter's house. Don't do that. You don't want people coming to your home. Don't go to other people's homes. Because then you are Antifa. Because that's exactly what they do. That's what the left does. You want to show concern? Then go to their office. Call their office. Email them. Not on their personal email, on their business email. They get it. They do. Monica, I'm driving and listening to you. Had to pull over because I'm so frustrated about your caller, Jill. I completely disagree with her that you are creating some type of hostile environment because you're telling people to get involved. People should get involved. We should not be overridden by others' opinions about being racist if we're white, owing something to people because of the past, and so much more. Thank you for your outstanding opinions, Dawn. Well, Dawn, thank you. I appreciate that. No intelligent person would interpret somebody selling their property as a reason to get involved. Nuts, Jill, is a Karen. No, I think she's concerned about her community. And we need, I mean, when this all boils down to everything, we need to protect each other. Because the government's not going to do it. So we need to protect each other and be there for each other. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. We got them stacked up. So DA's on the line right now, wants to talk about public schools. Thank you so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Monica. I listen to your show off and on, and I happen to catch the comment that Jill made, and I don't think Jill is cuckoo or an extremist. I think that she did the thing that she wanted to make the example of. She put the accusation on you rather than just laying it out for you. She made a really important point. This is the same thing that people look at Mr. Trump and say, you encourage people to go talk, but you didn't tell them how to talk. And that's the thing about what you do is you encourage people to get involved. That's fine. But a lot of people went to public school and literally have no example in their minds of sets of words that make sentences that are not verbal attacks, they're not verbal threats, they're not verbal insults. They don't know what that would look like. All they know is that you've encouraged them to get engaged. And so they do it improperly. But I know a lot of people who have good intentions, but they don't have right words at all. So Jill's made a point, even though she did a little disrespectfully, she did accuse you. Your audience is not composed of every super responsible and intelligent person who knows how to put words together in a sentence, knows where the boundaries are when you're talking to an authority person. And we pay their salary, but still you don't go to their home to do it. But how many of us know that distinction? How many of us know what is ad hominem? I know when I'm listening to Armstrong and Getty, they're funny because a lot of their funniness is ad hominem. I couldn't listen to Mark Levine for very long because he goes ad hominem. Some of it's funny, okay. That's where basis of humor is. And that's Latin for to the man, which means when you're making an argument, when you run out of good reasoning, you go to the man. You say, hey, that man's got mustard on his toga. Do you want to have him represent you? Okay, that's ad hominem. You've just insulted him instead of sticking with your arguments. So I understand what she's saying. She's made a really important point. You're in this tremendous position to encourage people to act, but sometimes the example needs to be made to them. These are sets of words that you might use because they have no insult, no attack, no threat. And we don't go to someone's home, but we do contact their office. I mean, that level of detail may be necessary, Monica, because people were forced to go to public school. I don't know any of us could have gotten out of it. We're all forced to go to public school. So if we didn't know it, it's maybe important to add that, because you get these attacks of Mr. Trump, who's, I got to tell you, he did not in any way make that attack on the Capitol happen. I've looked it all up. I've seen the whole thing, and I don't want to get into it now. Mm-hmm. But I know that he had a speech going. He was encouraging people to speak to their representatives.
Well, and
so
that
I
was...
Just want you...
Yeah, I agree with you that, because that was all planned days
it
and
was.
Months
it
months
was.
In
it was
advance.
Shocking.
But DA, I do agree with you, and because everything has been twisted now through the media and the left that you can't even say fight. You know, Fish used to put up a fight with the fishermen trying to drag him in, and now it's taken as you have to go out and, you know, brutally beat somebody down. I mean, you have to put things into direct context for people. So I think you're absolutely right. And I'm going to watch my words, you know, and make sure that I explain to people what dignified and, you know, respectful conversation is in doing all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So
there's nothing wrong with giving someone an example of that, because you think, well, I don't want to talk down to my audience. No, you have an opportunity to teach, because public school really crippled us to a certain degree, and we don't have sets of words to use.
Absolutely.
When they get involved, people don't even have the picture of how to get involved, let alone sets of words that are okay to use.
Well, just keep that in mind. I went to public school, so.
But not all of us had, you know, this limit where public school was a real... public school can be the only saving grace for a child who comes from a terrible home. And lots of people come from terrible homes. I happen to have a vocabulary because my parent had taught herself how to speak English by reading the dictionary. She had tons of books. I spoke English with her, only English, and I read books. And so I have sets of words, and I understand differences between things. Well, when people don't know the difference between this set of words and that set of words, mm-hmm. it creates real social difficulties for them, really.
Yeah. D.A.,
so
thank you.
Setting examples is not bad.
Thank you so much for calling into the program and taking it to heart. Thank you so much. All right, let's check in with Joseph. Joseph, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I was calling in about that. I guess that lady's name was Jill, or that woman's name was Jill. You know, the problem is this. You know, the Democrat Party used to be the Democrat Party, has now become a Communist Party USA. And what they're doing is they're taking words like judgment and discrimination. Okay, if you're not able to discriminate, you're not able to have good judgment. The problem is what they're doing is they're taking language, and they're trying to make it politically correct. Politically correct language was invented by Joseph Stalin, who was a bloodthirsty murderer and dictator. And these people are doing exactly what he did, to control the people. That's what they're doing. They're trying to control us. We should be able to speak our mind as we see it. It doesn't mean that you have to insult somebody, but you can say what you have to say to them. If you have something to say to them, say it to them. You know, be upfront. But the problem is they're teaching you these days, you can't say anything. Don't say this, don't say that because you're bad. Don't say this. I mean, like the word racist. I mean, they have burned that word out so badly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, and it's just...
Well, and they've not only burned it out, Joseph, but they've redefined it. You know, that you can only be racist if you are white towards another race.
Everything to them is racist. I mean, good Lord, now it's the cat in the hat's racist. I mean,
yeah.
Dr. Seuss is racist. Give me a break. You know, it's The problem is, it's all communism. And if people don't wake up, they're all going to be in the soup line together, and they're not going to be happy.
And it's getting really close, too, Joseph.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. All right, let's check in with AJ this morning. AJ, what are your two cents?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I want to say I've listened to your show for a few years. You have never harassed anybody. I want to make that clear. But for Jill, it is our civic duty as Americans to question our government, our duty. They work for us. And the problem being is after this last election and years before this, there's been no transparency. So that's why we're now questioning everything. We should have questioned it years ago, but we didn't do that. As for Dean Heller and all these people who are buying into Arc City, I am a real estate broker. There are tons of LLCs from people from California buying into Nevada, tons of them. And unless you research those LLCs, you do not know who the parties are who are buying the property. 76% of Californians are coming here to Nevada. What that tells you as Nevadans is that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, if they do not own a home, will not be able to afford a home in this town. That's what we should be looking at. Not only are prices elevating and skyrocketing and there won't be another bubble, but what will happen, and I will guarantee this, is even though they cannot up the taxes, they will do an assessment tax, and your taxes, your property taxes, will be so high that you, as you get older and you are living on Social Security or whatever, you will not be able to make those payments, and neither will your children or your grandchildren or their children. It'll be too costly to live in this town, not to mention the infrastructure that's failing in this town. People in Nevada should be angry.
AJ, is that similar to what the city of Reno is pushing actually through the legislature right now for those special assessments and special fees, especially around the downtown area?
Absolutely. And they put them in other bills. So you got to watch what they're doing. You really need to look at who you're voting for, and you really need to research that person, what they stand for, because they're trying to slide other things in under other bills. So unless you get involved, you can't stand up and complain about the issues that are happening in this town. You need to get involved because there are going to be inherent problems in our town, not to mention the infrastructure. There's too much growth. Lake Tahoe, Minden, Gardnerville, all these areas did controlled growth. Washoe County did not do controlled growth. You're seeing Tomwa buying up the aquifers. You're seeing prices go up with your power, your water. You're going to see that, and that's created by the influx of Californians moving here. And it's sad because I'm a fifth-generation real estate broker, and what I see is just horrifying for the families that lived here, want to raise their kids here, and want to stay here because they're first, second, third generations. They can't afford it. The first-time homebuyer, they're out. They cannot compete with these high offers that are coming in, and it is truly a travesty to the city and the state.
So, AJ, let me ask you this. So if I sell my property and I sell it to San Francisco LLC, do I know who I'm selling my property to?
Not unless you research the LLC, and there could be another LLC on top of that.
Interesting. All right. So we don't even know who we're selling our property to.
No, you do not. No, you do not. And that's the unfortunate thing. And, you know, we're all in here to make a living, and I'm in here to make a living, but Washoe County, if they had done controlled growth, if they had stopped all of this, like in 2010, we wouldn't have the issues here. But I have a great-grandchildren. My great-grandchildren will never be able to afford this town to live here. They won't unless I will them a house. Yeah. But the gentleman who was just on the phone talking about Stalin, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you two free tapes to give away. You choose how you want to give them away in reference to Stalin. That's 99.9% accurate. It's a movie, and it's a tape by a bond passer. He's a movie director out of L.A. Then they'll see what's going to happen to this town and our community. And that's shown first by everybody having to get immunized. With this virus immunization. And they're expecting in June 1st that in order for you to fly to another state, you have to be immunized. That's against our constitutional rights. I'm just saying that we need to look at what's happening, and we need to look very quickly because this is it's been going on for years and years and years. It's just now coming to head. But that is, again, because there's no transparency. So people now are becoming...
Hey, AJ, I got to cut you off. I got to take a break. And I think we've run out of the hour, too. AJ, okay. Thank you so much. That was the most informative call I've had all day. Thank you for being here on The Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right, just enough time to get this information out that is very important, especially if you live in the Gardnerville Township. Here on the Monica Jay Show, there is a manufactured home project at the Muller Lane Parkway roundabout, and it is going before the Gardnerville Town Board today. That meeting, which you can go to in person, is at 4:30. 4:30 today at the Civic Hall in Minden. Yes, they're meeting in Minden, but it is for the Gardnerville Township. So keep that in mind. A lot of people talking about this project. Even a number of the board members for the Planning Commission voted it down. But they want your opinion. So if you want your voice heard, and this is how you do it, you get involved. If you live in Gardnerville, go to the Civic Hall meeting in Minden today, 4:30. All right, got that out there. I'll make sure that I get that out again before the end of the show. But it is the end of the hour. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.